all of a sudden, the Montreal Canadiens are a team to have your eye on from a fantasy perspective. Most recently because Pierre-Luc Dubois is ready for a move to the Montreal Canadiens. It's time to wake up, people. Fantasy GMs around the world. This is the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast with Flip and Steel, the place you need to be making the elite moves in the offseason that will put your team over the top. Come money season, lots of that discussion and more on today's episode. Trades, signings, and breakdowns. Let's get this paper, everybody.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is going on, everybody? And welcome back inside the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast Lab with your boy, Big Flip Livingstone, and my esteemed co-host, Mr. Steel Roden. Thank you for making us your first listen every single day. We really appreciate that. You know we're here making bets, breakdowns, and fantasy predictions. And a good place to make some bets is Bet Online, which is sponsoring today's episode. It has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. My people, hockey degenerates, gamblers, and fantasy heads, thank you so much for following, supporting, and showing us love Monday through Friday across all the platforms you find your favorite content. Steel and I seriously appreciate the love and the feedback, and we're trying to get better every single day to make sure that you guys are in the position you need come fantasy season, and that's why we're taking a look at some of the biggest storylines in the NHL today. Monday's episode features what is going on with Pierre-Luc Dubois, because Steel, this is an impressive player, in my opinion, and a top-tier fantasy asset. We're going to kick the show off with that. We're breaking down the trade that sent Jeff Petrie to the Pittsburgh Penguins, Montreal making some more moves, Pittsburgh making some more moves, and, of course, the New Jersey Devils, who were a bit quiet, making more moves. And lastly, wrapping up the show, you know Steele and I have to talk about some of the depth moves on the Toronto Maple Leafs, because they're also valuable fantasy assets in deeper formats. Steele, I'm going to close my mouth now, ferme la bouche, but I do want to talk about some of the rumblings coming out of La Belle Provence, specifically starting with power forward stud Pierre-Luc Dubois, who apparently, according to his agent, wants in Montreal.
Look, this is still one of the a very young superstar, or just a star in the league right now, 24-year-old Pierre-Luc Dubois. In my opinion, I think he's really been dealt a bad hand so far to start his NHL career. Obviously, going to the getting drafted third overall by the Columbus Blue Jackets, having that battle with the head coach at the time, John Tortorella, not wanting to be in Columbus, getting traded for the guy who got picked before him and Patrick Laine, just going over to Winnipeg and Laine coming over to Columbus. And again, being dealt some bad cards, because not a lot of players want to play in Winnipeg because of how cold it is, the location. Yeah. And I think because of the, you know, he had an off year last year, obviously with COVID, a lot of people had that, but he goes out and puts up 28 goals and 60 points this past season. He's still a phenomenal player at 24 years old. He's still got a lot of hockey to play, and he's just been, he's been dealt bad cards in my opinions. And yeah, there might be some attitude problems there with him. I think a lot of young guys might have some when they first get a crack in the NHL and obviously a top three pick. But if he wants to go, like, he's from Quebec. He was born and raised in Quebec. Montreal is probably his favorite team growing up. I think if he wants to go to Montreal, it really depends on what Montreal is able to send for him. But that's a big ask right there.
Hey, there are some of these teams that I think have been right on the fringe of doing some interesting moves. You know, we know the Ottawa Senators, Detroit Red Wings of the world. We've talked about the successes we've seen from them in the offseason. But I'm looking at the Montreal Canadiens as one of those teams that intrigues me. I'm not full on ready to go out and say that they're winners of the offseason, but yeah, I really do like what they're doing. And man, if they can secure a move for Pierre-Luc Dubois, who, and take this in, Steele, interesting little tidbit, Dubois was in Montreal for the draft, according to The Athletic, because he was expecting a move to the Canadiens on draft day. That might be one of those, you know, foreseeable future predictions. You know, you're putting a positive energy out there in the world. I don't know. But what I do know is if Pierre-Luc Dubois goes to the Montreal Canadiens and gets in the mix with Cole Caulfield and Nick Suzuki on that top line, that really, we've mentioned shaking the fantasy landscape. Pierre-Luc Dubois, and I like how you kind of retracted what you said about him being a superstar at the start. It went to star because I'm with you. But he is on that cusp because I think he has what it takes. And speaking of bad hands, getting drafted by the Blue Jackets in the situation they were in when he got drafted third overall. Wake up, Johnny Gaudreau, because I hope you know what you're in for. Anyway, Steele, the Montreal Canadiens have been busy. Kent Hughes and the front office has been busy. They move out Jeff Petrie for a deal. They move out Ryan Poehling as well, and they bring in Mike Matheson. Bit of a lateral move, in my opinion, but maybe a slight upgrade given the season Jeff Petrie had last year. Very disappointing. Mike Matheson is a good two-way defender. Fantasy-wise, maybe deep, deep formats. So we're not really talking about too much from that perspective. But the Montreal Canadiens have been active, Steele. John Marino, also a part of this deal for the New Jersey Devils and Pittsburgh Penguins. And I want to get your take on this. Because originally, New Jersey Devils, we were worried about them being quiet. And now they've made a couple of sneaky moves. And I'm bringing up, you know me, daily faceoff, looking at this lineup for the New Jersey Devils, Steele. I don't know. This right side, Dougie Hamilton, Damon Severson, John Marino, not too bad on the right side. And I just want your take on the continuation of some good moves from the New Jersey Devils and what you also think about the Pittsburgh Penguins getting older and slower and a guy who's coming off a bad year in Jeff Petrie.
Yeah, so I think the Devils have made a lot of sneaky good moves as well. The Andre Palat deal for 6 years, $5 million, whatever it was. I thought that was a great signing. He's proven that he's a goal scorer. He's a goal scorer. He can bring a lot to the team. The right side defense, the defensive side on the right side for the Devils now just looks absolutely phenomenal with Dougie Hamilton leading the way. I really have liked the Devils' moves this offseason. I still think there is a couple more players to look out for, and I think the big thing I'm really looking forward to the next season is how much bigger and stronger Nico Hischier and Jack Hughes are going to be to start the season. Cause that was something that I talked about a lot last year. So I do like the moves, but I'm really looking forward to seeing what their young stars up front are able to prove and able to do this upcoming season. But I have a lot to say actually about the Jeff Petrie, Mike Matheson trade.
Thank you. Wait, should we hold on till after the break? Because I want you to have your full time to break that down, because there are some people who will be looking at Jeff Petrie as one of those options on the back end now that he might be playing with the Crosbys and Malkins of the world.
Oh, of course.
But maybe that's one of those cautions to throw. But I want to hear what you have to say. Let me let you hear about Bet Online real quick, and then Steele's going to break all of that Petrie trade down for all you fantasy cats out there. But Bet Online is your number one source for all your betting needs and info. You can find all the latest sports developments, league reviews, and more, including full swing coverage of the MLB baseball season. Bet Online is your continued source for all of your wagering info, live betting, esports, and more. And it remains the best spot for all of your podcasts and up-to-date news this season. It is the fastest way to check on all of your favorite sports and events, including MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and all the action. Bet Online, where the game starts.
Thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Don't forget, we are free and available on all podcast platforms, which also includes YouTube. So make sure you hit the subscribe. Make sure you hit the follow button. Flip and I appreciate all the love and support out there. And to continue on the Bet Online subject, which NFL stars move the betting line the most? Starting July 18th, Locked On gives you the 50 most valuable players in the NFL from the odds makers at Bet Online. Available July 18th on Locked On NFL, wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube. And Flip, let's get back to the conversation. the National Hockey League, the trades that just happened this past weekend.
Thank you.
Jeff Petrie going to the Pittsburgh Penguins, Mike Matheson heading to the Montreal Canadiens. And yeah, the Montreal Canadiens have had a busy offseason so far. Mm-hmm. I really like this from the Montreal Canadiens standpoint because, you know, looking at Jeff Petrie's career so far, when he was with the Edmonton Oilers, he was a 15-point season player, not really producing as much. He ends up in Montreal for 5 or 6 seasons, and he puts up 40-plus points four consecutive seasons in a row. So they got the best out of Jeff Petrie, and then we both know this. It was an offseason for the Montreal Canadiens. It was an offseason for a lot of their players.
Yes.
Going from the Stanley Cup Finals all the way to the bottom of the league and getting the first overall draft pick, that's a big swing. You lost Shea Weber. You lose Carey Price. Cole Caulfield was sent down to the minors for the first 2 months. It was just a very big swing. And that obviously had a big influence on a lot of these players.
Great point.
But Jeff Petrie is also 34 years old right now. And you just talked about this too. They're adding a lot. They're getting older instead of younger. And that's a little scary with what you made a great point of this too, off air, of the short window Pittsburgh has right now.
Thank you.
They're getting older. I think there is still a couple of upsides to Jeff Petrie's game. But again, 27 points last year. He's 34 years old. Mike Matheson, on the other hand, 28 years old, 31 points last year, 11 goals on the season. So we know that as a blue liner, he can somewhat put the puck behind the net as well.
He can.
But they get younger on the blue line.
Yes.
They get younger on the blue line with Mike Matheson. And I really do like these small changes, these small little adjustments they're making on their blue line right now. They're going to have a very, very young team coming up.
Look, Steele, I really appreciate that breakdown, and it's 100% accurate. I just, from the Pittsburgh Penguins perspective, and I think you highlighted some great ones from Montreal's side, because it's still an upgrade in my opinion, and also there's something to be said about 6.25 for another 3 years for Petrie. 6.25 a year is way too much.
Yeah.
And I understand that he had a couple of great seasons, and thank you for saying that they got the best out of Petrie. Because the Canadiens, you know, Marc Bergevin had a tumultuous tenure as the GM in Montreal, and Petrie was one of the more positive signings, deals, moves that he made. But for 6.25 cap hit at 3 more years, you slot in a younger player at 4.8 million. I actually look at this Devils win, Canadiens even more of a win. Penguins, yeah. I don't know what the angle is here. And maybe, hey, Ron Hextall and Brian Burke know a lot more about hockey than I do. So maybe they're onto something here with something they're seeing. Maybe he's going to slot in nicely in Pittsburgh with Marcus Pettersson, or I don't know. But in my opinion, Steele, the Devils come out ahead. Canadiens come out ahead. I don't see it for the Pittsburgh Penguins, but this is why you tune into the Locked On Fantasy Hockey podcast, because at the end of the day, Steele, and you know I like to say that, some of these pieces might be valuable come a very, very deep draft. And I'm not necessarily meaning go out there and get John Marino, but all of a sudden the New Jersey Devils are propped up so much nicer by their back end.
Yeah.
That might mean big things coming for Andre Palat, Jack Hughes, Dawson Mercer, Sharangovich, Palat. Did I say Palat twice? I didn't mean to, because Jasper Brad and Nico Hischier, but you get my point. These deep moves, depth moves by some of these teams that you and I already liked from a fantasy move, now all of a sudden this takes the pressure off the top end, a better goalie, improved D-men in New Jersey. I'm telling you guys, do not sleep on some of these New Jersey Devils, because I expect a lot of high-scoring games for betting, number one. And number two, all those guys that I just mentioned, if the Jack Hughes and Nico Hischiers can have good off-seasons, bulking up and staying healthy, these guys are going to be on my list, Steele, and I don't know what you think about all that.
Oh, you already know I'm on the New Jersey Devils bandwagon.
That's true.
Right now.
That's true.
I've loved what they
You turned me on to them, so thank you.
Look, I do my best, Flip. I do my best. But I would have rather liked if they were able to land a big superstar like Johnny Gaudreau or JT Miller. But I really like what they've done so far this offseason. Andre Palat, for me, he's going to be a great addition to this lineup. He's going to be a you know, maybe a top 10 fantasy pick, in my opinion. Now, I still think he's great at scoring goals and can really lead this young team as a top six forward. And as well as the great points that you've pointed out too, the defense, they're going to be hot commodities as well for me. Mm-hmm. I just really like what New Jersey has done so far. New Jersey, Ottawa, and Detroit by far are the top three teams that have been that have had the best offseason so far.
They're right up there, most definitely. And maybe we should have expected this from three teams that had a bunch of great young pieces, but were struggling to figure it out. That's what I like to see from franchises that understand that when you have multiple years of feeding the system with good picks, you have to kind of, you know, poo or get off the pot with some of these players because you will miss the window to develop them properly. And I think we're starting to see it with, and we're beating a dead horse a little bit, but with some of the players that we continue to highlight, the Drake Bathursons of the worlds, the Dawson Mercers of the worlds, some of the young players in Detroit and Lucas Raymond and Marie Sider, these are the young players that you have to keep your eye on in the NHL from a betting perspective because they're going to be putting up points, but also as absolute game changers when it comes to your fantasy squad steal.
Exactly. And I actually want to ask you this. At what round would you think Mo Sider should be drafted in? What would first your round. Take be? Because first round, you think Mo Sider's first round?
If you get him in the second round, I think he's one of those steals, right? Like
Really?
Every league, I think, is different. And it's hard for me to say, you know, finitely where he should go. But I'm looking at it from my league, which is a dynasty league. If he, for some reason, was available for me to trade or acquire, I ship the whole boat out for him because defensemen that put up the kind of points that he does are rare. And it really, again, it comes down to the format. But in my opinion, he's top three, 100%, top two, almost a given, in my opinion. He's so good, Steele. Also, let's remember, the Detroit Red Wings now take a massive step forward. Yeah. Defensively and offensively. So he's taking less minus in terms of plus minus, less goals against in those categories. And you know he's getting more peripheral apples with the Perrons and the Andrew Copps of the world now in the mix. That's why I'm saying he's got to be top two.
Yeah, we're in a key, the keeper league that we've discussed on the podcast so far. We just started it. It's the first year we're doing the keeper league. He was drafted in the second round for us. For me, I thought that was maybe a bit early. I think third or fourth. But again, for a keeper league, this is one of the guys that, as young as he is in the season he just had, the rookie season he just had, he's going to be an absolute star for many, many years to come. Yes. So, you know, you could be right. You could take him a little bit early in the second round, and he could provide a lot for a keeper league.
If I saw a season, you know, as exciting from a forward, maybe I wouldn't jump on him as early. But because he is a defenseman and because of what I saw from him last year, hey, I make a bunch of mistakes, man. I was riding in the rear in my dynasty league for a couple of seasons, mostly because, you know, a couple of bad late night moves. Thanks a lot, Cam Ward, 5 seasons ago. Still paying the price for that one, but that's okay, Steele. But yeah, in my opinion, he's a top stud. There's some moves being made around the NHL, though, that you have to take a look at because, speaking of deep leagues, scooping the right guy that's going to chip in with 30 to 40 points really could mean the difference between money, finishing in the money, and not steal. So I'm excited to talk about some of the depth moves that the Toronto Maple Leafs have made because, hey, maybe there's a couple of guys to keep an eye on there as well.
And we're going to get to that real quick, but first, thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Don't forget, we are free and available on all podcast platforms, which also includes YouTube. So if you haven't yet, please hit the subscribe and the follow button. And thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast with Flip Livingstone and Steele Roden. And let's get into it. A couple of bottom six forward and bottom pairing defensive moves and signings for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yes, sir.
They signed Victor Mete. They signed Jordy Benn. They signed Cali Yarncroke. They re-signed Pierre Engvall. There's a lot of players that I want to talk about. But first, I kind of want to start with the Pierre Engvall, if you don't mind. I don't like the signing whatsoever. I don't like the signing whatsoever, Flip.
Hit me.
I'm not mad at them re-signing him. I'm just mad at how much they're paying him. He is not worth $2.25 million, in my opinion. Mm. He's gotten better over the last couple of seasons, but he's a $1 to $1.5 million maximum contract type of guy.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I don't mean to be sour when it comes to the offseason the Toronto Maple Leafs are having, because I do like the Kale Yarncroke signing. Jordy Benn, that's a solid depth move. Victor Mete, worth the gamble, I guess. You know, that might be a piece that you kind of need to maybe fill out the bottom of the lineup if you can't get Rasmus Sandin reeled back in, if Liljegren doesn't work out. But I get what you're saying. I think what intrigues me about what continues to happen here is they add in Mete, mobile defenseman. Maybe with some opportunity, he can chip in offensively. But when you bring in a guy like Yarncroke, why are you then bringing back Pierre Engvall at that price? Because to me, Yarncroke is an upgrade on Engvall. And I understand he's younger, and I understand some of the intangibles with Pierre Engvall. But I'm with you, Steele. I would have liked to see that money be allocated elsewhere. I think there's also some intriguing pieces that they have in the system that they could potentially have shifted up that lineup. But what I wanted to talk to you about, speaking of Victor Mete and a little bit maybe of a flyer you could take on him as, again, I'm not saying draft, but keep your eye on as a nice fill-in over the first few weeks of the season, because if there's an injury in the top four for the Toronto Maple Leafs and he starts to get even second power play unit minutes, Steele, a couple of these guys, Yarncroke included, again, injury happens, slot up the lineup on a Toronto Maple Leafs team we know is going to score. If we know anything about this team, they're going to score. These are the same things I mentioned before. Keep an eye on some of these players. But I'm with you on your Engvall take.
And that's something you and I are going to do a lot of once the season starts. Every start of the week, every Monday, we're going to pick a couple of players to keep an eye on. Potentially someone, if you have someone on your team that isn't producing as well that you thought they might have, every single week, we're going to start off with, here, keep your eyes on this guy because he's getting more minutes and more minutes every single game now.
Yes, sir.
And if he starts producing, exactly that's what you need to do in order to win your fantasy leagues is look out for these guys who are on the bottom six, the bottom pairing D-man.
Mm-hmm.
And, every single week, look for these players that can help you win that week's matchup. That's how you win fantasy leagues.
You got to get nitty gritty, and sometimes you got to get lucky. But to be lucky, you also have to do your research. And sometimes Steele and I come on here and we talk about gut feeling when it comes to picks, when it comes to bets at some point in the season. When you're making so many, sometimes you got to go with your gut a little bit. But when it comes to pre-draft analysis and gauging where players should be taken, there is no sacrifice. There is no substitution for good research. And that's why you are tuned into this show. We are going to continue to feed you with everything that you need to know to be prepared for those fantasy drafts. And oh boy, are they approaching in a real hurry. Steele and I have been in the lab every single day coming up with new ideas and content for you to be prepared for those drafts. And honestly, Steele, I'm very excited for what the next 6 to 7 weeks hold, because after that, we're on the doorstep of a new season and teams continue to jockey for position. And I want to leave it with this. A couple of big names still remain out there unsigned.
Sir.
Nazem Kadri, John Klingberg, Phil Kessel, a couple of more. And again, keep your eyes on these players, people, because rumors are out there about Nazem Kadri not going anywhere except a contender after the season he had. He'll probably get that request. But if he goes anywhere that's a contender, he again becomes a fantasy asset you have to keep your eye on. Steele, you know that. You got my back. Take us away, brother.
Look, and teams have come out and said that, or they've come out and said that they're trying to clear as much cap space as possible to land Nazem Kadri because he is the top commodity so far this offseason. So watch out for Nazem Kadri. Of course, with the season he just had with Colorado, I would love to see him back in Colorado. But if he gets the payday and goes somewhere else with another contender, I would love to see that too because he deserves it. He's had a phenomenal career so far. And honestly, just thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. For your second listen, check out Locked On NHL. Locked On experts give you a daily 30-minute podcast on all things NHL all year long. Stay up to date on everything in the hockey world. Locked On NHL, your daily 30-minute NHL podcast. It's free and available wherever you get your podcasts, just like this one right here. So make sure you hit the subscribe, hit the follow button. Once you do, you'll get all the latest episodes Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. Thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode with Flip and I. Have a great day. Good luck with all your bets out there. And we shall see you back here again tomorrow.
Peace.